Hey everyone, this is Anna Brandt, and today we're going to talk about when to call it quits in a session, a newborn session, that is. So there are so many times a photographer will say, when do I call it quits? 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours? I got to tell you, these newborn parents don't want to be in a newborn session for 4, 5, or 6 hours. I'm pretty sure that I can speak for the majority of newborn parents that they don't want to be there that long. And I know this from previous experience. I remember years ago, gosh, maybe 10 years or more, I had a client, they were having their third baby, and they had said they wanted to schedule a session, but the husband was very apprehensive because he really just didn't want a 3-hour newborn session. And the mom was like, yeah, I just don't think I can convince him to do another 3 hours. We had already done the first two kids. And I was like, gosh, am I really taking that long? And like I said, this has to be at least 10 years ago. And I said, well, what if I can make sure that I can try and do the session in 2 hours? You know, can you book it? So they booked the session. It was their third baby, which I always say is the charmed one. It was definitely their easiest session. I remember they fell asleep in the back of the studio and they were so relaxed, so calm. We got great pictures and they thanked me over and over for being efficient with my time and for not making them stay there all day. And you know, you have to understand that it's pretty much you and the pediatrician that a client is going to see after having a newborn. When you have a newborn, you're not really rushing out of the house, especially as we go into winter. You're pretty much hibernating, staying home. You're exhausted. You're not sleeping. You're feeding around the clock. It's a big deal bringing another human being into the world that A, you've never met before, and B, you've got to kind of figure out who this little human being is. Now, have a photographer request that you come to a photo session. Well, you're requesting, but they're requesting. Everybody wants a newborn photo session, but you don't want to be there 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, right? So from the photographer's perspective, they definitely have angst. They want it to be a great session. They really do. We as newborn photographers, we would love for babies to just come in, eat, go to sleep. We do our work and they go and everything's great. Wouldn't we all want that? Of course we would. I know I would. And there are days where that happens, where a newborn baby comes in, we have them feed right before the session. They go into this beautiful, glorious sleep. I always think of what we do. We change them, pose them, put them in bowls and benches and all kinds of things, and we want them to stay asleep the whole time. As I'm even talking to you, I think it's kind of funny that we do all this to a human being and wonder why they're not sleeping the whole time. So with all that aside, I can understand why they're not, but let's just go to the happy scenario where when you bring in a newborn baby and they do stay asleep while you're doing all these crazy things to them, and they have no say or no idea what you're doing or what prop they're going to go into next. And some, believe it or not, through the miracle of life, stay asleep the whole time. And then they leave and you think you're just like a rock star. You're amazing. You're just like the baby whisperer. You're fabulous, right? But then the next baby comes in. He eats and he's wide awake staring at you. And you know the look. He is looking at you like, what are you going to do? Why are you here? Who are you? You're not my mother. I want to go back home. I always just wonder when I'm looking at the newborn babies, I'm like, are they just cursing me out? Are they just, what are they saying? Because their facial expressions are hilarious. Now, obviously, they're not cursing me out. They're like days old and they haven't even acquired that language or thought, thank God. But sometimes they're just kind of many things. Maybe they're just wide awake. Not a bad thing, because they can be wide awake, calm, and beautiful. But maybe they're completely irritated. Maybe they're angry, or maybe they're just downright miserable. And so in the beginning, you know, the first part of the session, you'll try to work through it. You'll try the swaddling techniques and the bouncing. I use a yoga ball and all the soothing methods and techniques that we know work. And nothing works. When do you call it? When do you go, that's it? That's it. And why do you call it? Well, you have to kind of be a little bit of a detective and try to figure out if what's going on is temporary or if there's really an issue. For example, a couple of years ago, I had a baby absolutely miserable. I mean, I've never seen a more miserable baby in 18 years of shooting. And I think at one point he even had tears kind of streaming down his face. And usually babies don't shed tears that early. And after about a good hour of just pure misery and me just trying everything and mom literally sitting with her shirt off, nursing the whole time, I was like, okay, what is, you know, what's going on here? Is he always like this? Or, you know, like, and I'm sure I had asked that in the very beginning, but I was trying to just be delicate to the situation. And mom said, I said to the mom, you know, have you been eating something maybe a little bit differently? And when I said that, that kind of triggered a thought to mom. And she said, well, she had thought she had thrush and she Googled cures for thrush. And I think garlic was one of them. And so she ate like a lot of garlic, not just a little garlic, a lot of garlic. The minute she said that, I called it. I was like, we got to call it. Why? Why did I call it right away? Well, it wasn't right away. It was after an hour. Because I know how miserable garlic makes people. I just can't have garlic myself. It makes me extremely miserable. It's on my list of things not to eat for my allergy list. And it's just, I just am not a fan of garlic. And I know I've seen what garlic does to adults. And I've seen what it does to newborn babies. She wasn't the first mom that had had garlic. I've seen it before, and I know how miserable it is. This baby's tummy was rock hard. There was no baby massage, no yoga ball, no anything in the world that was cure him. I do suggest gripe water, which is ginger and fennel, and you can find it at most stores like Mother's Market or Whole Foods. I believe she had gripe water. I can't quite remember, but I know it didn't work. And I called it. I said, you know what? I feel like I'm torturing him and he's not going to settle. He's not going to settle because he's not happy with what's been in his body. And so until that comes out of his body, he's not going to be a calm baby. So I think we should call it. I've gotten a few photos. I think we should call it, and I would like for you to come back at no charge. But I would like to wait at least 48 to 72 hours, and the very minimum 48 hours, just for his system to clear, and he has some fresh milk. And hopefully you know, she had already, I think, taken a break from the garlic. So we just need to give it a couple of days. He needs a soft, you know, comfortable tummy. I asked her to eat comfort foods, bananas, potatoes. You know, she could have chicken, rice, you know, to stay away from things that were acidic or garlic or gassy vegetables, and just try to eat more soothing things, soups and things like that. And so she did. And when she came back, he was amazing. He was beautiful and he was peaceful and he was sleeping. She was happy. I was happy. The baby was happy. Everybody was happy. So when you have a baby that's just upset for whatever reason, and I'm not just saying awake. There's some babies are just awake the whole session. That's fine. But I'm talking about when they're not only miserable, but when it seems like they're in pain, when it seems like they have a gas pain and they'll try to go to sleep and then they'll just scream out this pain, or no matter what you do, just does not soothe, does not comfort. You shouldn't be trying to do that for 3 hours. You know, in that first hour, if you can't settle him, you may need to start talking to the parents and going, I think we might need to reevaluate this, maybe bring him back another day, he or she. Even just recently, I had a great client who and photographed the first baby. Second baby girl came in. Now, she was only 6 days and she was definitely cluster feeding. And cluster feeding isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, they're just going through a little growth spurt and mom's milk just came in, and 6 days is young, and it can be a great time, or it can be a kind of a cluster feeding time and you just don't know. So this baby was cluster feeding, which normally is kind of a fine. You just say, mom, okay, feed, chew. And you kind of get into this little rhythm. So it's not a bad thing. But we couldn't quite get her not to want to suck something. A pacifier mom, like, she just would not soothe. So, you know, dad's there, toddler's there. We got to focus on, let's get the family, because usually you can get the baby wrapped and get the family and get the baby comfortable, and let's get the toddler, and let's kind of get all these super, you know, important things so that we don't have to bring everybody back here. And let's just see. I said to mom, there was like 3 or 4 more things we needed to do. And I just said, let's just see if I can soothe her enough to get them done. If not, I suggest maybe just coming back the following week. I'll put you after my first session. And we only need to do 3 or 4 more poses. We could literally do that in 20 minutes if she's asleep. And I just rather not torture her, and let's bring her back. So she did. She brought her back after my first session, and she fed her, and she's like, I think she's okay. And mom said that she had thought the baby was tongue-tied, that the doctors had said something in the hospital, and, you know, they thought that to be true, and maybe she just wasn't getting enough milk, you know, wasn't you know, sucking well enough, or whatever tongue tying does to inhibit the baby getting enough milk. And that was probably why she was kind of cluster feeding. She just wasn't, she was hungry, and she was a good sized baby too. And so mom, they were going to correct it or fix it. I believe she had a doctor's appointment, but the baby was calm and mom fed the baby. She was asleep. I think we did 3 or 4 sets in like a half an hour. We got it done. Mom was happy. I was happy. Everybody was happy. And that's super important. You want to always ask mom, you know, when you're booking the session, did everything go according to the birth plan? Is baby okay? But we're usually talking to parents like 24 to 48 hours after having the session. When they come in, which may be a week later, 8 to 10 days later, you may just want to have another conversation again when they come in. How was baby doing? Was baby up all night? Like, I'm okay if they said baby was up all night, because I know baby will have sleep usually during the session because they're exhausted. So that's kind of music to my ears. But I'll say, how's the feeding going? And they'll say, well, we just feel maybe the baby's really hungry, so we're supplementing between nursing and formula. And I say, okay, great, no problem. These are things they need to know, so that if baby gets hungry during a session, do we have a bottle standing by? You know, you just want to talk to that client and understand, where is the baby? Is the baby jaundiced? Do they go back under the lights? Are they tongue-tied? Are they gassy? Do they grunt? Recently, I had a baby make just a ton of noise, and mom's like, oh, don't worry, that's just kind of how he is. He grunts a lot. We even asked the doctor. The doctor said he's very noisy. Okay, so that's fine. That means that I shouldn't be too worried about the noises that I hear. You want to keep an eye on the breathing. You have a very short window of time to get to know that human being and be able to work with this human being. And you don't want to do anything to endanger the baby in any way, shape, or form. So you want to talk to those clients. Ask where everything's going. If they say, my baby's great, my baby sleeps all the time, and then it's a cute crying baby, then you've got to do all of your soothing mechanisms that you do, the wrapping, the bouncing, the shushing, and all of that. But then within that hour, if things just aren't going well, you may need to call it. It's better to call in the first hour than the third or the fourth hour, because after being there 3 or 4 hours, nobody wants to do that another 3 or 4 hours. It's better to say, let me get as much as I can do. But after the first hour, hey, maybe it's just not the baby's day, and maybe we should bring the baby back another time. And I don't do it very often. I really don't. It's rare these days. I remember when I first started out, I probably did it more than I should have. And then the next question people say is, well, do you charge the client? Well, kind of depends, because if you did a full session, and even though baby was fussy, you did a full session and you have enough images, you don't need to necessarily reshoot. And if the client wants to, then yeah, I do think there should be another fee. But I'm saying, if you're not really getting any photos, you're just getting a couple, and you're just feeling like you're not going to have a successful session, then you should probably call it and try to come up with mutual terms to see if it's going to be complimentary or if it's going to be an additional charge. And you don't want to blame anyone, and you don't want the parents to feel bad, and you don't want to feel bad. You want it to be, as I always say, a mutual collaboration, and you want everybody to feel good about the job and the work that you're doing, and most importantly, the safety of the baby. I'm Anna Brandt, and I will see you next time.